Have you ever talked to somebody that just radiates positivity and energy? My next guest, Michael Terrell, is one of those people. He has that gift. I had the honor of meeting Michael last year in Florida. And Michael is the founder and president of Whole Tones Incorporated, a healing frequency music project that helps aid health, creativity, productivity, and well-being. After recording 7 songs at different frequency levels Michael had been studying for over 20 years, Michael released his album, Whole Tones. The Healing Frequency Music Project, accompanied by his book titled Whole Tones, The Sound of Healing in 2014. Passionate about music healing, Michael travels nationally and internationally as a keynote motivational speaker on the power of therapeutic music. Michael is also a fervent supporter of our brave men and women in uniform who protect us every day. Get ready to feel amazing with Michael Terrell next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Patrick here. Thank you for tuning in. I know you got many options, but thank you for spending a little bit of your valuable time with me. Big shout out to all the brave men and women in uniform out there in the United States military, our first responders, whatever you're doing in criminal justice. Thank you, especially in these trying times. You are cherished, honored, and above all, you are loved. Keep up the fantastic work. I also want to give a big shout out to the people out there that are doing so much to keep our country moving ahead, from grocery store employees to truckers to pharmacists. And if I've missed anybody, I apologize. Thank you all for doing a fantastic job. Remember, we're going to come out of this. We're going to come out of it stronger and more resilient. You know, folks, if you love coffee like I do, you are going to love the coffee from Four Sigmatic. I am a huge fan of the Lion's Mane mushroom coffee. Yes, I said mushrooms, the good mushrooms, not the bad mushrooms. These mushrooms don't even taste like coffee. It tastes like real coffee, only it's better for you. Head over to the website, cjevolution.com, see the link to Four Sigmatic, and best of all, you're going to get 15% off of your purchases using the promo code CJEVO. Enjoy. Folks, if you're in charge of your extra duty program and you need some help managing that program because you got a lot of other things going on, trust me, I know it, Extra Duty Solutions can help. Extra Duty Solutions helps law enforcement agencies add efficiency and effectiveness to their extra duty programs while allowing them to focus on what really matters, the safety of their citizens. They can help with client interaction, scheduling, officer payments, feedback, and so much more. And best of all, their services are provided at no cost to the department and minimal cost to the clients. And programs can be customized to meet the goals and unique needs of any agency. I wish they had a program like this around when I was still on the force. If you like what you hear, head over to extradutysolutions.com. That's extradutysolutions.com. Tell them Patrick from CJ Evolution sent you. Let them help you with your extra duty program. On to the show with Michael Terrell. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I am super excited to have my next guest on the show. Michael Terrell is on the show. I had the honor and privilege of meeting this amazing human down at Conclave of Warriors last year in Florida, and he truly is an amazing person. Michael, are you there, sir?
Oh, I'm here, and I'm so honored to be with you, Patrick. We had a great time down in Fort Lauderdale,
didn't
we?
It was an amazing time before all the chaos and madness ensued.
Yeah, it was like the respite before Armageddon.
You know, again, thank you for being here, Michael. And you are the mastermind behind Whole Tones, a music designed to produce healing sensations delivered through specific tonal frequencies. And I remember hearing you speak down there. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. I mean, this is not my area at all, obviously. But you gave that amazing speech talking about one of your family members that really got healed from music. And it truly is amazing. And I was kind of a skeptic, but I ordered a Whole Tones sleep, what we're talking about. And it's like you said, I mean, it's the universal language of mankind, music is. Can you tell us what was the catalyst that got you started on your path? You've been in music for 40 years. You're a Grammy winner. And it just truly is amazing what you're doing, sir.
Well, I mean, I think that bringing light to anything, it's an interesting journey, Patrick. You know, like any other musician, creator, I'm also an inventor. you get used to being very proficient at what you do in law enforcement, military. You're trained to do something a certain way, and people don't cotton much to you changing that up or doing your own thing. And so I was pretty much regimented into, this is how you create the music, this is how you record the music. And then all of a sudden, my whole world turned upside down after a visit to Israel and a question that nobody could answer. And that question was, when I was, as a musician for your listeners, when I would go to a music store, I would always ask the manager, so tell me, why is that musical tuner that's in the case tuned and calibrated to 440 hertz? Now, that doesn't seem like a hard question, but I asked that question about 1,182 times and always got the same answer. And the answer was, I don't know, dude, just buy the tuner. So isn't that the, like what we hear everywhere?
Exactly.
Just pass the bill.
Just buy it.
You know, don't read what's in it. Just pass the bill.
Figure like, out what.
You know, I don't have to explain anything. Just do it. And so that took me on a very, very deep rabbit hole trip to find out where 440 hertz came from. And for your listeners, hertz is simply Heinrich Hertz's measurement of how fast something vibrates per second. Now, to make it even more exciting, everything is frequency. So that means every word, every thought, okay? The value, the atomic value of all of your organs, vital organs, our conversation today, the exchanging of information, using this venue to connect with your listeners today, all of that is on a frequency bandwidth. And so for so long, when you'd say frequency, everybody just kind of went woo woo and kind of checked out. And then, you know, I've been the one guy that's really had a platform to be able to explain to people that there's no difference as far as what's elemental about life. This is as simple as breathing. You can't talk without frequency. You can't hear without frequency. You can't live without frequency. We couldn't have any life without frequency, just the same way as we talk about water and air. And so with all that saying, I went into kind of a deep dive and trying to find out why they're tuning these tuners to this frequency. Mm-hmm. And this will be interesting for you. It brought me to a man named Joseph Goebbels, who was basically the prime minister in Nazi Germany, right-hand man to Adolf Hitler, in charge of mind control first and propaganda. And so what they realized with the help of Joseph Mengele, Dr. Mengele, one of the evilest men that ever graced
Dr. Death, yeah.
Dr. Death, bro. What they found out together is that there was a way, it's so sardonic, but we could use music and we could use a frequency and we could use that as an AM dial frequency to broadcast this message to people. Guys, 440 hertz is a militarized frequency. And here's what it does. It interrupts your circadian rhythm, which is God's bio clock. It's how he designed our bodies to heal on the clock tick from 10 o'clock at night until 4 o'clock in the morning. All our eliminatory organs. When we sleep 8 hours straight, my gosh, our whole body is renewed. That's why you feel like crap when you don't get 8 hours mm-hmm. of sleep, because your body's not able to renew and you hopefully make it up the next night. But my point is that I found out that something as beautiful as music can do dramatically negative things to you if it's tuned to the wrong frequency. And so, you know, thus I found out that Joseph Goebbels and of course Mengele used these frequencies to cause Jewish people to experience insomnia over long periods of time. And they actually, as sick as they are, they actually use this frequency to keep Jewish people awake until they had insomnia so long they eventually went insane. And they actually mm-hmm. measured that time that it took of not sleeping before you lost your mind. And so obviously nefarious uses, we could go on all day about the nefarious uses, but here's the positive thing about frequency. The power of life and death is in the tongue. I can speak life to you, Patrick. I can speak life to all of your listeners. I can love on everybody. And you know what? If it's real, it happens. It manifests in the same way negative. If you hate people, or if you don't believe me, just remember the last time you got pulled over by a law enforcement agent because you were speeding and it was your fault. And that all of a sudden you felt that gurgling in your stomach and all the blood rush out of your face. That's that is a natural systemic thing that happens because of the way we're wired. And it's all negative energy. And it causes what? A lot of negative stuff to happen. So by and large, without going too long, and just this one thing, I found out that my question answered something that was life-changing for me was I needed to find a frequency for tuning music that was different than anyone had ever used that did just the opposite, Patrick. It actually worked to improve the circadian rhythm and improve health and oxidization on a cellular level for the human body and our pets. And so that was the beginning of Whole Tones.
God, and I love it. And I love the story about, and I can't remember, Michael, and I apologize if it was your grandfather or father that suffered from PTSD.
That was
your grandfather.
Dad.
Or not your dad. Dad. Who suffered from PTSD after, when he was in the military. He was a combat veteran, and this helped him. Right?
Yeah. Actually, the end of the story was that he died, after I was able to tell him about the Lord. He died many years ago. He died back in, 1987. And so I hadn't even came up with this yet. But what I'm saying is that because of that, it caused me to realize that, you know, there's a lot of us and, you know, a lot of law enforcement agents. And obviously I work with myriads of our beloved brothers and sisters that come back from Afghanistan and Iraq that are just scrambled eggs when they get home and nobody really has anything but drugs for them. So what that really did with my father was cause me, first of all, to stop the way I was thinking about him not loving me and realizing that he had PTSD before they had an acronym. They just called it shell shock. They just called him crazy people. And so I started working with PTSD soldiers and TBI soldiers in some of the biggest military installations in our country gratis. I just went there to help and I started seeing immediate results. It was shocking. And then on top of it, through my research, I found out that the number one problem with soldiers suffering with PTSD is insomnia. Yeah. And so that was one of the original things that really pushed me over the edge to create Whole Tones to Sleep, which has been clinically proven to help people fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up feeling refreshed.
Yeah, I just heard that story about your father, brother, and just almost brought me to tears when I was...
Well, I started coming apart when I was telling you guys that because it was hard to see that there was nothing for those guys. I'm so encouraged today, Patrick, to have worked with guys and some of your friends too. I've been talking with Joshua Macias and Vladimir Lemitz daily now, and the plans to have a non-pharmaceutical, branch of the VA helping these guys with a whole new protocol for health that doesn't include drugs is exciting. Homes for the vets down here in West Palm Beach, Florida. This is the stuff that keeps me going.
Yeah, I love it. Now tell us about, you talked about breathing for a moment. You mentioned it.
Yeah.
How important, a lot of people, I didn't realize that there's proper breathing. Most of us don't breathe right.
Right.
And you talk about it on your site and you said it just now a couple minutes ago about breathing, and I do a lot of box breathing now and it really has helped me. So how important is it to learn how to properly breathe? I mean, you have a demo on your website when you talk about when you welcome people to your page, and everybody, it's going to be linked up in the show notes. But how important is it?
Well, we won't do the exercise because they can go to wholetones.com, of course, and do that. But it's of the utmost importance. So let me tell you why. One of the biggest and most powerful organs in our body is the one that lives between our ears. That's our brain. And it is so dependent upon oxygen. And so believe it or not, what's the first thing that happens when you're under duress, stress, anxiety, panic? Yeah, you shallow breathe, bro. You start holding your breath even subconsciously, like somebody that has sleep apnea. All of a sudden, you don't realize it, but you stop breathing because that's what happens when adrenaline starts moving into the body. It takes over and it breathes for you. In other words, your brain has a momentary synapse and it goes, oh yeah, I better hurry up and breathe before I turn blue. And so breathing is super important in that it oxygenates the brain and your blood, which is huge, because then your blood, your heart carries the blood through the body with oxygen-rich blood. And then you're, I mean, I can't even, when I wake up in the morning, I feel like I'm in 220. I feel great when I wake up in the morning and I'm 60 years old and everybody's like, what are you drinking? It's like, I'm not.
Well, you
I'm
don't breathing. Look 60, brother.
Well, thank you, my friend. I don't feel like it either, but I'm breathing. And so especially, and I want to encourage all our listeners right now, you know, just hold your breath for, you know, a mental count of five. Just breathe in and then hold it and then let it out really slow. Okay. Like you're letting helium out of a balloon really slow. And then, you know, after you've done that, just tell me how you feel. You're going to feel different. You'll see that on the website. So I actually have seven things real quick, Patrick, that everyone can do in the season that we're in right now, because guess what, guys, you're listening to us. We're all a bunch of shut-ins right now. We're stuck with each other. It's actually really beautiful. We're forced to communicate. We're forced to rest. We're forced to reboot. You know, this is everything we can look at outside of our perimeter could be negative. I don't have time for that. I'm looking at the beauty. I guess what? I'm not on a plane, bro. I'm home with my wife. I get to spend time with my family. Yeah. I get to hug my dog. I'm always traveling. I dig not traveling. So here's seven easy steps to reduce stress, anxiety, and fear for all our beloved listeners today. Number one, Patrick already mentioned, breathe. Do that deep breath exercise. And remember, when you're stressed out, let that like push a button and you go, wow, I must be stressed. I better breathe and take time. Hey, they're teaching us how to wash our hands again, for goodness sakes. I can teach you how to breathe, for goodness sakes. All right. Secondly, take a walk in nature. And you know what? If you live on a decent place like we do with an acre or so, take your shoes off and ground. That's what we did when we were kids. Go walk outside in your bare feet and feel the grass between your toes. And if you're up north, there might be a little frost in it, but give it a shot. Exercise, huge. You can't go to the gym right now, but I can tell you right now, there's a man named Patrick Fitzgibbons that can tell you a million exercises you could do at home. I've had to get busy here because I go to the gym, but you know, I've got weights here. Guess what? I've got two arms and two legs. I could do squats. I could do planks. I can do push-ups, sit-ups. Come on, guys. Yeah. Get active. Yeah, yeah. Now, let's talk about what we're talking about now. Not just listening to calming music, but listening to specifically tuned frequency-based music. It will change your entire home. I can't even stress it enough. Me and my wife leave this on 24/7, and everyone that comes immediately goes, oh my God, you can cut the piece in your house with a knife. The dog's always chill. I'm always chill. The world's not chill, but you come inside my house and you're going to be chilled. So listen to, you know, specifically tuned frequency-based music, whole tones, of course, you know, and we'll tell you more about where you can find that in a little while. But you also want to take care of your spirit. We're triune. We got a body, which needs exercise. We got a soul, which needs to be balanced because it's thought, will, and emotions. We don't want them to be all over the place. And we're also one third of us is spiritual. And a lot of times, like, we can feed the other two and starve the spirit, man. So take time to be quiet. Take time to meditate. Take time to talk to God. And for goodness sakes, be thankful. Yeah. I mean, think about where you are. We're safe, guys. We're in our homes today. This isn't China. You live in the United States of America. We are so blessed. So remember to be thankful. And then, like I said, you can, I always tell people, especially if they're not familiar with the Bible, read the Psalms. Absolutely. Just open it up and read the Psalms and just see the peace that you'll feel reading the Psalms. And finally, I can't stress, I spent some time with Dr. Oz. Just talked to him again the other day. That guy doesn't sleep. He's been on every show.
I love Dr. Oz.
Oh, I love him. and he's so funny. Whenever I call him, this is crazy, because he probably just picks up on my vibes, but he gets mad sometimes. And I call him and he goes, what the hell do you want? And it's so funny because he goes, I don't know why. You're the only guy. He goes, I don't even pick up for my wife. But every time I see your name, I have to pick up the phone. What do you want? And so we were talking about sleep. And he said the most provocative, simple thing. But when you put it together in context, it makes infinite sense. He said, Michael, what you're doing is a game changer. And here's why. He said, it doesn't matter what allopathic drug that you've been prescribed for sleep. It doesn't matter what natural supplement you're taking. If you are not sleeping 6 to 8 hours a night, your body literally cannot heal itself. And we all know that. But when you hear somebody that actually has, you know, more degrees than a thermometer by his name, then you listen to them a little bit more.
Yeah.
So a good night's sleep to me right now, if you listen to Dr. Birx, Dr. Fauci, that's the one thing they're stressing is you got to sleep, because your sleep does what? Build your immune system and let your body detox.
Yeah, I love it. And let me go a step further, Michael. And I always say, and you know this, brother, in this time, more than ever, we need to surround ourselves with people like you who are positive and uplifting and is not doom and gloom. You know, I think that's so important. Look, I'm not trying to mitigate what's going on the outside, but it doesn't mean that you can't have a circle of influence that is positive and uplifting. You know what I mean? That is so important. Well,
look at you. Look at your life. Look at the people you've been around over the last 30 plus years of your life. I've been blessed enough to be around a lot of military guys. Mm-hmm. And you know what I learned from that, bro? I learned how to look at things completely different. And I have a shirt that I have a t-shirt and it says, embrace the suck. Oh, yeah. And I love this shirt so much because look, guys, you know, you find out what you're really made of when you're squeezed just a little bit. Mm-hmm. You find out like what's really in there, don't you, brother? You find out when it's tested. I mean, everyone can talk their big game, just like somebody popping off at somebody and, you know, and telling them, you know, I could take you or what. Yeah, but when you're in their face and you're not on social media, it's a different story, isn't it? When somebody's face to face with you, you're not so bad, are you? Right? You're certainly not writing everything in bold capital letters scolding me, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's my point is like, guess what? You know, we have had some amazing times, but people didn't appreciate them, Patrick.
Yeah.
I've traveled a lot. I've been in third world countries. I'm eternally grateful and happy because I was blessed to be born here. Guys, it's different in other places, but when we don't get what we want, when we want it, then we act out. And now we're in a place where we're all in the same pot together. We might as well look at it as the greatest reset in history, and something very wonderful is going to, hey, just before you and I connected today, I'm not even kidding you, my wife said, you got to come out here. And I'm getting teared up talking about it. She said, you got to look at our neighbors. There was a whole parade going down my street, brother.
Oh, geez.
Golf carts and little carts and motorcycles with American flags. We love you. We're going to be just fine. We just got to stick together. And I thought, that's where I live. That's the human spirit in our country. That's an American. Yeah. And they just wanted to go around the neighborhood encouraging everybody and telling them we're going to be okay and they love us. I mean, come on.
That's amazing. It is so amazing. No, it's so funny. You said embrace the suck. We shipped off my son to the Air Force a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I sent him a patch that said embrace the suck. And he got it. And I said, Dad, what does this mean? I said, you guys got to go through it, man. You got to. Wow. You're very blessed.
Wow.
But yeah, you're right. You got to hit that adversity to really see what you're made of. Now, Michael, you talked about dogs and animals. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It is so important that we take care of them. And Whole Tones even has a device for animals, right?
Yep, sure do. And again, you know, if you're listening today, I want to encourage you. Sometimes your greatest discovery are the ones you make by subtraction. You know, there's times when we're proactive and we think, I want to do this or I'm... You know, this is on my bucket list. But sometimes it's the thing that, it's a question that drives you crazy. It's a question that won't give you any rest. And if you'll persevere and press through and you find the answer, it'll absolutely revolution your life and then everyone else's as well. And mine was, well, if Whole Tones affects people, it absolutely has to affect pets. And the beautiful thing about pets is even though I've had to spend a fortune testing this stuff for humans, the best part, Patrick, is that dogs and cats, parrots and ferrets, they don't buy into placebo mechanics. I mean, their way that they get to know each other is by sniffing each other's rear end. That's their litmus test. And so the same way, they either really like something or they don't like it at all. There's no middle ground. And so when we rescued dogs. And when we got our dog, Ziva, that we adore, she was a handful. She was petrified. We got her from Abaco Island in the Bahamas after a hurricane. She was petrified of storms, lightning, thunder, 4th of July fireworks, and she had separation anxiety. So much so I went to walk her when we first got her, and I put the leash on, and she lay down on the floor, and I had to literally drag her to get her. And it took weeks of me before she'd even walk with the leash on. And so one day, I had my you know, my whole town's playing, and it's one of the specific ones, which is The Open Door and the first album that you're going to get sent that you don't have yet. And and so anyway, we came home and it was coming apart outside, and our dog was asleep in her little bed, like out cold without freaking out. I thought, wow, that's interesting. But I didn't get it. And it happened two more times that I forgot to turn the stereo off before I realized, oh my God, this is completely chilled out, a freaky, you know, destructive, anxiety filled dog. Then we started working with people with dogs. And then we even went to Petco and let people use it while they were grooming impossible dogs that wouldn't even let them clip their nails or clean their teeth. And they were like, mashed potatoes in their hands listening to that music. And so that's when I realized that Whole Tones for Pets is a frequency that absolutely helps your dog, cat, parrot, or ferret, like I said, be able to relax. And guess what? Here's a big thing no one's talking about, Patrick. You know, when you say a stressed out, I have a stressed out dog, I have a stressed out pet. Humans never realize that sometimes they're so sensitive and so loving and want to fix. It's your stress sometimes.
Exactly.
And so what's happening is there's so much, you know, stuff going on in the house, raised voices, freaked out stuff. You're watching, you know, more stuff about the coronavirus, you know, and then and then all of a sudden it's like the dog just goes in the other room because he's overloaded.
It's that energy. It's that energy.
It's all frequency, bro. And they're so sensitive. They know when something's good or when something's negative. They don't like negative.
And the testimonials from these is amazing, Michael. I mean,
I got a few.
Oh, yeah. Please, please.
Sure. Sure. Here's a couple brand new ones. I'm a dog groomer, and it works with the anxiety that dogs have. Also calms the barking dogs. Yes, I love it. Cynthia Shelton.
Oh, here's
another one. I received my CD. Now, she has a CD. She doesn't have the device. I mean, I obviously like the device, but some people... especially the elevated, like over 50, have the Bose Wave radios and still have CDs, which are fantastic. And this is a, you know, it's an inexpensive way to do it. But I received my CD, and man, does it work. I was skeptical, but after seeing and hearing the difference, I couldn't believe it. Mary Lisi. Oh my goodness. Whole Tones has made all the difference in the world for our cats. I can actually run the garbage disposal without them heading for the hills. We are a Whole Tones family now, but it all started when we witnessed the changes that Whole Tones for Pets made with all of our cats. Instantly, Michael, Cheryl Hicks. So there's just a few of the pet ones.
And you can see the rest on WholeTones.com. And I got to tell you, Michael, we talked about this before I started. I saw you down in Florida, brought me to tears. And then when I got my Whole Tones to sleep, I was a skeptic, dude. I'm going to tell you right now. I told you that.
I love
skeptics. I don't go a day without turning this on. I told you how I started my morning this morning.
I know, and it's
15 minutes of meditation and Whole Tones.
You're going to get more in the mail. I'll tell you, I didn't tell you this, obviously, but you know, as many as I had, I gave while I was there and tried to fulfill orders for everybody that was there, of course. And but what was amazing is that two of the speakers, the one gentleman, I can't remember his name, that was in prison and has a big business, a great guy. Several of the other speakers that were on stage there, as well as some of the other Green Beret was one, and there was a SEAL guy that was another. While I was there, which was only like, you know, after my session, I was getting pictures of them and with things like captions going, bro, I just slept the first straight eight in 3 years. Pictures of that with the Whole Tones player on their stomach laughing. I mean, I was like, oh my God, everyone that got it said it helped them sleep.
Yeah. It is amazing. And like I said, I recommend it, especially now in this crazy time we live in. And it's not just for first responders. It's for anybody out there.
Oh yeah.
Who needs some inspiration and needs to de-stress. Michael, where can they find you, sir? Where can they find Whole Tones?
It's real simple. The URL to visit is www.wholetones, that's WHOLETONES.com. And when you visit there, you'll find that there's tons of interactive fun things, lots of free videos, samples there, of course, and something special for everyone that I won't blow the surprise now. But just Whole Tones, WHOLETONES.com. And it's pretty much everything you need to know about Whole Tones is right there.
Michael Terrell, God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much for being here, for everybody, giving the world Whole Tones. And you are welcome back anytime, my friend.
I'll be there.
Good luck to you, Michael, and I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Stay safe.
All right, brother. Take care.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.